Well, good morning, my friends. It is December the 7th. I am Mark Sorensen. Let's continue in our wonder-filled Advent journey together, shall we? Today's entry is titled Origin Story, and the scripture today comes from Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Hear these words. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers, and he will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. Consider this. I love a good origin story. Maybe that's why I've always been a sucker for comic books and superhero movies, whether it's how Tony Stark became Iron Man, how Bruce Banner became the not-so-jolly Green Giant, or how Bruce Wayne became so obsessed with bats that he started to dress like one. The joy for me in their stories, or any good origin story for that matter, is this: discovering where and how it all began. I mean, that is an origin story, right? So with that in mind, did you know the Christmas story has an origin story? Spoiler alert, it didn't begin in the manger. It actually begins in a garden. Today, let's go back to the beginning. In Genesis 1 and 2, you find not only the creation story, but also the origin story of humanity. The word says that it was from the dust that the Lord God formed a man and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Genesis 2:7. Translation, Adam took his first breath in the garden. And what follows is this: the Lord declared, "It is not good for man to be alone." Verse 18. So, with the help of a really good Holy Spirit-infused nap and Adam's rib, God added to the population of Eden by one, and Eve entered into the story. Now, this is so important. Don't miss this. God's intent for his creation was twofold. Adam and Eve dwelled in relationship with one another as well as in relationship with their Heavenly Father. And as chapter 2 ends, we see the following words: they felt no shame. Shame was never intended to be a part of the origin story of creation. How beautiful is that? And by the way, oh, how I wish the story ended there. Sorry to say, it doesn't. There is a Genesis 3. And it's here in Genesis chapter 3 where the tempter slithers into the garden, and that which was forbidden became enticing. And with that first forbidden taste, something that never belonged in God's origin story with humanity stepped in, and it was shame. You know, actions have consequences. As a result of eating the forbidden fruit, the Lord had some words for Adam and Eve. Now, there were certainly repercussions for their choosing the serpent's voice over God's, but the Lord had some words for the serpent as well. There was a curse and there was a promise. We heard it in our scripture. I'll put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers, and he will crush your head and you will strike his heel. In a sense, it's here that God said to the serpent, you don't get to rewrite the story of redemption for my creation. In what was arguably one of the worst moments in all of the Bible where sin entered into the story, our story, we're also reminded that God had a plan. It was the promise of a Savior who would correct what Adam and Eve could not do and restore us back into right relationship with the Father. You know, I've heard it said that Genesis 3:15 is the first gospel of the Old Testament. It is a New Testament promise in an Old Testament story. So today, let the origin story from the manger take us back to the garden. Shame may have stepped into the story of humanity, but the arrival of Jesus into the world was the fulfillment of God's promise and the coming victory over the enemy. And my friend, that's good news for us all. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your unwavering and relentless love that has pursued us from the very beginning. May we remember that what began in the garden was birthed in a manger, nailed to a cross, and walked out of a tomb. And it is but one story of your never-ending love that pursues us where we are today. And it's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Your questions to ponder today would be this. What does this origin story mean to you? Sit with that and think about that. Also, where do you see yourself inside God's origin story today? Good questions to ponder. For The Awakening, I'm Mark Sorensen.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.